a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the second Thursday in June. We know what second Thursday means. It means we are joined by the goddess Lori Powers Otto for Thoughtful Thursday, where we talk to either people that make us thoughtful or we highlight people that are doing thoughtful things in the world. And today is a very special show, and we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But how goes it, oh goddess Lori?
Everything goes very well, Dr. Kevin. Thank you. How's it going for you?
Well, I'll wait a second before we rush off. Somebody just had a new book come out, did they not?
Yes. Yes, she did. I'm so excited. I am very excited. It's live. You should have heard me when it went live. I was like a crazy woman. So my book is live. It is on Amazon. I did stick with it's the little things, 200 plus ways to save money. There are, in fact, 227 tips in the book, and it's really good. It's my book, but it really is really good.
Okay. Well, so coming up shortly in one of our future Dr. Kevin shows, we are going to just focus it around you and the book, and we'll figure that out. But tonight's slot was taken, and joyfully so.
Yeah.
So I am going to do a little bit of my hot topic. You know, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time to the Dr. Kevin Show, there is always something that's going on in the world that either warms the cockles of my heart and I want to share it, or makes me hot under the collar and I want to share it. Then Lori will weigh in, and then we'll ask tonight's guest if they'd like to weigh in. They can respectfully decline, but we prefer that they don't. Hey, you know, you can't stir it if you don't have a paddle. So tonight's hot topic? Well, I just read how the governor of Texas, that little state down, you know, it used to be part of Mexico and we ended up with it somehow. I'm not sure how, you know, but anyways, the governor of Texas was on a radio show recently bragging that how if he hadn't blocked tens of thousands, I think it was 44,000, but it might have even been more, I'm not sure. If he had not blocked mail-in voting, that Texas would have gone for Biden instead of Trump. And how proud he was of the fact that he blocked the voting of enough people to make sure that the state stayed red. There is something inherently wrong that a governor thinks it's his job to disenfranchise enough of his voters so his candidate gets selected in the White House. We have come to a sad and twisted place in politics, and everybody shares guilt. And if I hear a Democrat doing something screwy, I'll talk about that as well. I am not Democratic. I am not Republican. I am an independent cuss, as independent as they come. But I don't care which side of the aisle does it. When a governor goes on air and brags about how he kept the state red or blue, whatever, because he made sure that he interfered. Not that they were incorrect, not that there was anything wrong with them, but to make sure his candidate is in office. It's not okay. And personally, I think he should be facing federal jail time. But I'm never going to get anyone to agree with that. So, Ms. Lori, would you like to weigh in before we ask tonight's guest if he'd like to weigh in? You know, of course, we have to check in and see. He might not even know anything about this little state of Texas. Who knows?
Yeah, it's so no one ever has heard about it. So, well, I, for one, agree with you, and I will gladly stand by your side as we try to make this a thing, because that is just wrong. Like you said, it doesn't matter. I too am not Republican or Democratic. They both got issues, but you still have to let the people vote. This is a country run by the people, for the people, by the people, not by corrupt politicians who want their own way. And we as people need to stand up and make sure they understand that, because apparently they've forgotten it. I mean, stealing, you know, they talk about stealing the election. Well, that's what he was trying to do, the governor of Texas. He was trying to steal that election, and he did for his state. And that should be treason as far as I'm concerned. Oh, these people make me very angry. So, yeah, that's my 2 cents.
Oh, now we are bringing in, and he's going, oh, crap, what did I get myself in for? I'm just here to sing a few sweet songs and, you know, be a mellow, kind of easy kind of guy, and they're throwing me in the deep end. Tonight's guest is Joe James. Joe is a very popular and well-respected musical artist who is a singer-songwriter. He plays in a couple of different genres. He was on Laughing, Loving, and Alive. So if you don't get enough of Joe James tonight on the Dr. Kevin Show, you can go to Laughing, Loving, and Alive, and you can see that interview as well. And if you would like to ask questions or weigh in or speak to Joe James, you can do so by calling 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. Joe, welcome.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Well, you heard our hot topic. Would you like to weigh in? Now,
you have heard
of Texas, right? You have heard of Texas.
Yeah, I live in Texas, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. A little city called Austin, that's in Texas? See, there are some good things in Texas. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know what? I will say this. So I pride myself in staying completely out of politics. Doesn't matter what your views are, whatever. You come to my show, we're all one at that show, and we stay away from all that BS. So the answer would be I'm going to respectfully not hop into that one, being that I am in the state of Texas and I do tour the state of Texas and make my living in the state of Texas. And if the governor said something like that, yeah, that's pretty terrible if that happened. But I will tell you, I'm definitely not going to dive into politics. I never have, never will. And I love you, Dr. Kevin, but I'm not doing it for your show.
You know, I more or less expected that was going to be the answer. But what
you knew that,
is it to
yeah.
have you on if I can't tease you?
I know, and it's totally fine. I knew you were going to, but you knew I was going to answer that way.
Absolutely, I've interviewed you once before. I interviewed you on
Live. Yeah, you have.
A lot.
Yeah.
So, tonight we're doing a special format, which is, we're going to get ready in a minute to listen to one of Joe James's songs from his earlier work. And then we're going to spend the rest of this segment talking about where did it come from and what's going on. And then in the next segment, we're going to do one from a more contemporary. And if you stick around till the end of the show, you get a teaser from the one that's coming out in his new album. And when is that coming out?
That'll be coming out, and this is the first time I'm saying this, by the way, and the first time anyone is probably going to hear this song. That'll be coming out July 9th, and that's the first time. This is the me telling the world and your listeners that, July 9th, it will be coming out and on all streaming and download platforms for the world to hear.
Well, and we are looking forward to it. So let's start by playing the first song. If we can get the producer to play the first song for us. And the title of this song is what, Joe James?
This is called Sixth Street.
Okay. If we could have Sixth Street go ahead and play, and we'll all listen to it, and then we'll talk about it.
Hey, Sixth Street, I need to get home to my bed. Damn this whiskey, I think that it's gone to my head. Hey, do you miss me? Do you even know who I am? It's been a long night and now I'm trying to find the feeling that I get when I think of you. I need another drink to drown this blues. Take me to the river and wash my pain. Yes, and won't you make me feel? Won't you make me feel? Yeah, make me feel whole again. Goodbye, sunshine. The southern moon's calling my name. Well, damn these street lights, about to drive me insane. You're not gonna miss me. I won't even cross your lane. Here's to another night where I'll just try to fight the feeling that I get when think of you. I need another drink to drown this blues. Take me to the river and wash my pain. Yes, now won't you let me feel? Won't you let me feel? Darker, the pain is growing stronger. I need another drink to drown this blues, baby. Sixth Street, I'm finally home in my bed. Oh, damn, this whiskey finally gone to my head.
Yay!
Yay!
Awesome. What year did that song come out?
I believe that was 2018.
Okay. So you have been a singer-songwriter. You are currently performing on a regular basis at two different Austin locations, are you not?
Uh-huh, yep. Yep, I'm at every Monday for the month of June. I'm at a place called the Continental for the happy hour, and then Geraldine's on Thursday night.
Well, I'll be right down. I'll be there by next Monday. No.
Sweet.
So, can you tell us a little bit? And you know, we did a lot of chatter at the beginning, so we're not going to have as much time on this song, or it can go into the next segment if we did too.
Sure.
So, Lori, what did you think of the song, and what questions would you like to ask?
Well, I really, really enjoyed the song, but I am curious to find out its origins and who broke your heart.
Sure. Okay, so I'll just get right into it. So the song I wrote when I was on 6th Street, which is a historic street here in Austin, with live music and stuff like that. And it's usually on the weekends, and probably every week is jam-packed with people. And so I had this thought while I was there playing a gig, and the room was full of people, the streets are full of people, and I thought, you know, there's people out there that could feel completely alone in a crowd of people. And you asked about Who Broke My Heart, but the song is kind of has a different layers, because it's not about somebody. It's about my mind and like how that is making me feel alone and making me drink and making me do all these things. So when it's saying, you know, hey, 6th Street, need to get home to my bed. Damn this whiskey, think that it's gone to my head. Do you miss me? You know, and I'm basically talking to myself and not to somebody else. So I'm talking to an older version of myself from the past that has now turned into this thing because of my mind, and that's completely lonely. So the message is basically, you know, and I always say this at my shows, is like, you know, there's people out here that can feel completely alone here at this club on this busy street, and feel completely alone. So it's just a message of like, hey guys, like there's people out there like this, and don't be a jerk. And everybody has a story that you don't know about. So try to be kind and love your neighbor and be good to one another, because there could be somebody out there struggling with this mental thing of feeling completely alone, even though they're in a room with all of you, you know. And it's that kind of story, and that's the origin of how it came about.
I love that. I mean, I love that you even recognize that, you know, because a lot of people don't. They don't realize that there's people out there that are lonely just because they're out. You know, that doesn't. Right, like you said, that they can still be lonely, and you recognize that, and you wrote a song to tell them they're not alone, and I think that's incredibly wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and I mean, I think people need to hear that, especially now, and with the year that we had. I mean, 2020 was terrible in so many ways, you know, but I think we need to also recognize the people that battle and deal with like mental health issues and how it might have affected them as well, you know.
I also think it's amazing. I love that song, and I love the story that goes with it. We are getting the music. This is, we're going over on our first commercial break. We will be back with the world famous Joe James from Austin, Texas, and hear more of his music and hear more of his story right here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Thoughtful Thursday. My co-host, Lori Powers Otto, and I are talking to the very thoughtful Joe James, singer, songwriter. He has a new album coming out on July 9th. We're going to get a little peek. We're the first place to peek at a little song, and that's going to be at the end of the show. But right now, we're kind of going through his history, and we're seeing how thoughtful and introspective that Joe James is. And Joe, I just want to say before we listen to your next song and then talk about it, that to be able to sing that song and then tell that story to the audience is so powerful. And it's like going out there and reaching out this invisible hand of caring that somebody in that audience on a regular basis needs to have. And I just have to applaud you for that.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Like, and you're right. There are people that need to, I feel like I'm being called to do that. And like, this is my platform to do something like that for people who are battling with such things, you know.
You're a man on a mission, and it is an incredible mission. And now we're going to see if we can hear the next song and chat about that, unless there's anything that Lori wants to add in before we start.
I'm excited and anxious to hear the next song, so let's go.
So let's get
Remember the time you looked my way. We were so much younger, baby. I said, will you be mine? You said, okay. Time was so much easier, baby. I don't want to spend my life with anyone but you, 'cause I love you. And here's to your heart, here's to your soul, here's to the days when you and I grow old, sitting on the back porch, waiting for fall. We can watch the season changing it all. Here's to you. Here's to you. Remember the night on the carriage ride. Eyes were sparkling, baby, like the stars in the sky shine so bright. You always take my breath away. I don't want to live my life with anyone but you. Oh, no, no, 'cause I love you. Thank you.
Here's to your heart, here's to your soul, here's to the days when you and I grow old. Sitting on the back porch, waiting for fall, we can watch the season changing it all. Here's to you, baby.
Yeah, every time I hear that song, it just makes me tingle inside.
Yes, that is a powerful song.
It is a powerful song, and you have a powerful voice and way to deliver it. So before he gets into telling us the more of the history of the song, is there anything you would like to say or ask, Miss Lori?
Well, I'm just very impressed with, you had the different styles in the two songs. I mean, similar but different because it's you. But both very powerful and touching songs that just hit you in the feels, you know?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So tell us the history there, Mr. Joe James, and don't tell me there's not someone involved in this song.
there definitely is someone involved in this song. So this song, I wrote a whole entire album for my wife, Chelsea, and released it last year during the pandemic, and it actually did fantastic, and I think it was something that people needed to hear during that time, like a message of hope and encouragement and stuff like that. But I wrote it for my wife, and my wife battles with a disease called ulcerative colitis. And then at the end of 2019, that disease struck her really hard, and she had, she was in and out of the hospital and had to take her to the ER. She lost a bunch of weight and it kind of scared me in the sense of like, I honestly thought I was going to like lose her, you know, the way things were looking. And so I just started writing these songs and kind of like these little notes in my journal. And that was one of them. And the song was basically, here's to you. It's basically like holding up giving a toast, you know, at a wedding feast, or holding up a glass of wine and you're talking about, you know, the past and some of the beautiful things in the past and some of the things in the present. And like the song says, remember the time you looked my way, you know, we were so much younger. Or remember the time on the carriage ride when I asked you to marry me. Like, it's just, I'm remembering all these things. And then like saying, you know, here's to you, like, here's to your heart and your soul. And in that moment was like, here's to the days where hopefully we can grow old together, which didn't seem promising at the moment, which was heartbreaking. But I was still putting that out into the air of like, here's to the days where hopefully you and I grow old and we could sit on the back porch waiting for fall. And like, it was just painting this picture of like honoring and putting a glass up to this wonderful human being who just so happens to be my wife.
That is so beautiful. That really, truly is.
Thank you.
Yep.
You wrote a love letter to your wife and made it an album.
I sure did.
So I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask the obvious question. What did she think of the album?
she loved it. She loved it because for once in her, you know, in her life, being a musician you know, being a singer, songwriter, a performer, like it could be selfish in a lot of ways. And my face is everywhere. And like, you know, and so it was cool to kind of just step back and like, let her be the star of this one, you know, and her face is on the back of the album, and it's the only album I've ever made vinyl of. So there's a big picture of like a portrait that our friend, Catherine Davis here in Austin, she drew our faces and we put them on this album, and on the notes on the bottom of the album, it's dedicated to Chelsea. And I talk about it, and that every time I talk about the song, like she gets brought up. So it's kind of nice to have her kind of, she's the star of that album, you know?
Well, and it kind of sounds like she's the star of your life.
Oh yeah. She's definitely the star of my life. She rocks.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, one of the gifts that you have, and you know, it's that gift that musicians have, writers have, poets have, even actors and performers have, is the gift to give to people who don't have a gift with words, the words that they can resonate to, that can change their life, that they just don't have. I mean, it's that they have other gifts, but their gifts is not being a wordsmith. And clearly one of your gifts is being a wordsmith.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I don't take any of the glory for it, but you know, I'll say thank you anyway, because I believe it's rude not to say thank you.
Well, you know, and that's an interesting conversation I have with other artists and things. You know, and I had a TV show for a couple of years called Dragons, Unicorns, and Other Creative Creatures. And it was a weekly TV show just highlighting and promoting and support artists and their art. And whatever spirituality, religious belief system, upbringing we came from, I always encourage artists to recognize, however you see that being, you as a unique face of God get to take some credit for being a channel open, to be vulnerable, to share, to expose. And I think that we, you know, that for any number of different reasons, some people it's religious, some people it's spiritual, some people it's just low self-esteem and self-worth. But I think that when we own our art and we stand in it of, yes, I've created this gift to the world and the gift seems to like it, and that's a really neat thing and that's a really great thing, we empower other people to explore their art.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I could totally agree with that.
Yeah. I think the whole, there's a difference between being arrogant and cocky, like I am.
please.
Standing in, we all have something to be proud of, and we all have our own, what I like to call our own unique face of God. And we get some of the credit that we allow that face work.
Sure.
So now, of course, I have to ask the question for my listeners, and I'm sure Lori wants to know, how is she? How are things going? Is that porch looking like it's pretty stable and set to have a couple of old fogies on it at some point?
Yeah, absolutely. She's doing great. You know, we started really taking care of you know, that issue in particular. And now she's doing great, diet and exercise, and she's strong and sassy as ever.
Awesome. That's excellent. That is a brutal, brutal, brutal disease. So I'm very grateful she's doing better.
And I'm sure that somehow having a whole love letter written for me that the world gets to hear about how fabulous I am and what a wonderful person I am, even if she can't accept the compliment and says, oh, he exaggerates or she minimizes it. Oh, the song is great, but, you know, he whatever things she might do in her head, as most people do, unless you're me, who says, hey, I'm even more fabulous than what they said. No. helped her with her healing. There is nothing more healing than the energy of being enfolded in love.
Right. I agree. I think so. And I mean, I'm not even knowing that that was what's happening, you know, but I think it had a big part to play in it.
Absolutely.
Lori and I, a lot of times during the pandemic, talked about, and in fact, this is your big thing, Lori. I should be having you just talk about it, but the power of kindness.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Kindness is, and love, kindness and love. That's what makes all the difference in the world and makes it worth getting up every day. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm sure your wife was probably a little embarrassed, but in a happy, besotted, love-soaked kind of way.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear our music. Stay tuned as we are going to be the first voyeurs to hear a part of the latest upcoming Joe James album that's not even out, and we're going to get a little
teaser.
So make sure you stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show here on OM Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one OM at a time. We have as tonight's guest, Joe James.
Hey.
Accomplished singer, songwriter, and artist who plays out of Austin. He is playing there 2 nights a week for the month of June, has a new album coming out in July 9th, and you can go to joejamesmusic.com. That's joejamesmusic.com to get yourself a download. You hear these songs, you love this voice, you love this guy like we do, go support him. That's one of the ways that you say, I love you to an artist. Hey, man, I love what you do. Did you download the song? Did you get the album? No, man, but I really love what you do. Yeah, well, you don't love it enough.
Yeah, there you go.
because artists have to eat too. And so let's show some love and support to our artistic Joe James, singer, songwriter. And if you will have any questions or comments, you can call it 202-570-7057. And we're going to turn this to the last little snippet of song that we're going to hear from the new upcoming album.
Morning to come, walking underneath the street lights, babe, waiting for the morning, waiting for the morning to come. The sun, oh, here it comes, yeah. Here it comes.
Oh, I know what my reaction is to that, but I'm going to have Lori speak first. Lori, what did you think of what
more,
that was a sneak peek?
That's beautiful. I really am excited. I can't wait to hear the whole song and the whole new album.
I love it. It definitely has a different energy and feel to it than either of the two previouses. It's like you've incorporated aspects of almost another genre as part of what you do. And I know you're not genre bound, but there is something silky smooth about it. Anyways, I'm looking for the words, but go ahead. Tell us about this song. Yeah. Tell us about this album.
So, yeah, the vibe of it. So it's not going to be an album. We're releasing two singles in the summer. So we're going to release one in July, one in August. So we kind of started, me and my team, I have a guy named Wes Switzer out in Los Angeles. He did a lot of the production, and then my buddy Ben Levy here in Austin, we all worked together and kind of made these two songs, but we started diving in more into like an R&B soul, type of vibe, with these two singles that are going to be coming out in particular. But Streetlights, I kind of wrote, for like the past year, and I know for me personally, like, and you know this, Dr. Kevin, how it affected like my mental health, and I know a lot of people it did the same for them. So this song just talks about walking through the darkness and walking through that valley of the shadow of death and trying to find and hold on to glimmers of hope, which I'm chalking up as the streetlights, but knowing that, you know, when you're walking under these streetlights, you know that eventually the morning is going to come, the light's going to come, the sun is going to come up. But it's hard to see that when you're walking in the dark and you get a glimmer of a streetlight, and then you're back in the dark again, and glimmer of a streetlight, then back in the dark. So the message is just giving message of hope of knowing that, you know, you'll get through and not to fear the evil all around or the evil in your mind, and know that there's a light that can pierce through that darkness, and it's new every morning. And so just hold on and keep pushing through. Cause there's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel. So just keep holding on.
Lori, thoughts?
I mean, it's so needed right now, that song, for so many, myself included. We need those glimmers of hope, and we need to know that there is going to be a dawn after the dark. And, thank you for, obviously I'm not someone who
has a way with words and talks a lot. So thank you for putting that into words that people can grab onto and embrace and get some comfort from.
Well, thank you. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel it is a message that needs to be heard. And I like I said, I have this platform, and it needs, and I feel like I should be using it in such a way to impact and encourage and to encourage people. I mean, if you have a platform like this, you definitely want to be the light in the world, you know, instead of trying to divide and being the darkness in it, you know. And so that's what all I'm trying to do with my music and my gift.
Well, thank you. I thank you. I think the whole world thanks you.
It's interesting because the difference in the texture, I can only describe it as texture. Your texture in this song makes me think of like silks and satins and smooth things that feel good when you wear them or you touch them. And the music itself, the musical arrangement, not just the texture of your voice, but the arrangement of this song has something familiar and comfortable to it that for me, and I'm going to have Lori weigh in if she had the same effect I did by the song, but it's kind of that soothing where it kind of goes in and it's like taking all of the electricity and the static and the chaos and the noise and putting you someplace where for the length of the song, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It puts you into a safe and comfortable space. And we only heard a part of the song. I'll wait to hear the whole thing.
And that's really like, I feel super blessed to hear that because, I mean, I feel like with music, Dr. Kevin, like you explained it, like it's silk, it's something that covers you and like, that's what I want to do, or that's what I want my music to do, is to be, a coat for, you know, someone who's cold, someone who's in need of warmth, someone who needs that. So to put that garment over them and let them know you're all right. I'm here with you too. Like, here I am, you know, you're going to be okay. And so for you to explain it that way, it's really, really good. And I love to hear it explained that way.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as it started, it startled me. I know I've had access to these because you sent them in early and I could have listened to them at any time, but I wanted to listen to them on air with you for my first response and not have had a chance to let it like sink in and get familiar with it. And so I wanted to have the experience my listeners was going to have.
That's awesome. And I was hearing it for the first time too. I've never heard my song either. Just kidding.
Oh, no. We were all virgins together. Who knew?
No, I've heard it like one too many times. I've heard it probably like, man, 1,000 times listening to it over and over. But I still love it.
Yeah, well, and so you should. Yeah, there was all sorts of different imageries that were coming. And I, too, look forward to having it come out. Now, is this the song that's coming out July 9th? Because you said you're releasing two.
Yes, this will be the song coming out July 9th. Yep, correct.
Okay. And now the world is so different. I mean, very few people put out any more quote unquote albums, but
right.
you have these two songs but the collection, however you want to call it, I'm just going to call it an album because I'm just old, is called Streetlights. Is that the name of the overall collection, or is there a name?
No. So Streetlights is going to be the first single, the one you guys just heard. And then I'm not yet going to release the name of the other single that's going to be released. So this year I'm just releasing two singles, one in September, or one in July and one in August. And then next year I plan on releasing a full length album, but that's still kind of in the works.
Well, I hope you know that when that album is either completely ready for release or that you're coming up to it really close, so you've just released it, you got my text number. You just text me and say, here is the date, and we can, I'm sure Lori agrees with me, we would love to take more of this journey with you of where
it.
You've come from and where you're going. So you just let me know and we'll find a spot for you. Right, Lori?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We will clear the calendar.
Heck yeah. You guys are awesome.
So where do you, and I know like in 2 to 3 minutes, we're going to run out of that, you know, the time runs out quicker than we ever think it's going to. But where do you see yourself going from this place? Because you have made this declarative statement of this really is your, I'm going to call it ministry. This is your vocation. This is your ministry. These are the talents and gifts that God gave you. You gave yourself. However you want to look at it, to come in and make the world a better place. Where do you see this going?
Honestly, I just want to touch and reach as many people as possible. My hope and I'll keep working towards this is that I'm able to reach a wider range of people, not only in Texas, but the United States and in the world. Like I would love it to happen to where I'm able to bring this type of message and bring this type of togetherness and love and acceptance and to a wider audience. So that is where I see myself going, and where my specific calling and ministry and songs and you know, I want that to be where I get led to, because I think it's a message that, you know, a lot of people need to hear, and a lot of us as artists most of the time really don't. I mean, we're artists. We like to get on stage. We like to perform. We like to wear cool stuff. And a lot of times it's a little more selfish than it is trying to give back. But I feel like I'm called to reach people and touch people in that specific way.
So before the show closes, I want to say again, you can find out more at Joe James Music, and that's not J-O-E. That's not going to take you anywhere, or it'll take you somewhere, but it ain't going to take you where you want to go. So it's Joe, JoeJames.com. You can find all of his music there. You can, on July 9th, go and make sure that you make this a rocketing success by downloading this song. I'm going to put it in my calendar. I know I'm going to download it on July 9th, and let's see if we can get some wings underneath this and underneath the all of this goodness, all of this like really thoughtful and hopeful and introspective yummy goodness that Joe James brings to the world.
Yeah, heck yeah. And it's Joe James Music is the website. So it's J-O-J-A-M-E-S Music.
Music.
Yeah, so joejames.com will lead you somewhere weird, too.
Oh, Mercury is retrograde. But it is correct on the show posting. It is correct on the show posting. So if there's any confusion in your head, you can always go to the Dr. Kevin radio show fan page, and you'll see the write-up about Joe, and you'll see the click through. We're going to say this again. It is joejamesmusic.com, and it's J-O. I was so focused on people not putting in an E that I skipped the music. Bad me. Do you ever do other people's songs? Quick yes or no, because the music's coming in.
Yes. I definitely redo some folk songs live in my style.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I know a songwriter that's not much of a singer. Would you be willing to look at doing somebody else's song?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Joe James of joejamesmusic.com, J-O-J-A-M-E-S, July 9th. Be there. Be there or be square. Be on that website.
Yeah.
Download that song. We want to see those sales numbers go through the roof. Joe, love you. Can't wait to speak with you again.